it's expected that a lot of people or anybody will even end up having doubt to terms of whether it will be coming out truthfully or they are going to call a state a state. Bear it also in mind that in as much as it's coming from Parliament and the committee is made up of parliamentarians, and also the majority is also having the numbers as of the committee, actually you have a lot of people having doubt. If you recall, a lot of people were saying that this particular command should not necessarily be in camera. It must show or it must be aired for the general public. But not all of them, that we can say that it was aired. A lot of them were heard in camera. You realize that once a lot are being heard in camera, then you will allow people to actually challenge whatever outcome that will come.
Is it a case that we do not trust our institutions such that when there's an allegation of corruption against an institution, we necessarily will not want the investigative committee to come from within?
Looking at how our democracy is aging up, you always want to preempt that a particular institution clean. Bear in mind that whether the truth comes out or not, Parliament has already, as an institution, has begun. And so there is a particular thing that is going to affect Parliament as an institution, because the bribery allegation is a serious, severe allegation. And it's something that one can say that one is using an avenue to corrupt a particular system. Irrespective of the people that we believe that indeed they are credible enough, they can do honorable things, and they can come out positively, certainly a lot of people have doubt. We would have preferred that indeed even a separate institution will even end up investigating this.
Professor Emmanuel Isiama is a governance expert. Dr. Rashid Dramani of the Africa Center for Parliamentary Affairs believes that if all the sittings of the ad hoc committee were done in the public, the people would have made up their minds regarding the outcome of the investigations.
It would be better for the image of Parliament and its own integrity to perhaps look at an outside body, an independent body, that of course would have to report to Parliament, conducted this whole investigation to the bribery allegation scandal. We didn't get that. Mr. Speaker set up an internal ad hoc committee.
Doc, in democracy, you might not necessarily get what you want, but consensus will normally carry the day. And so what you expected, you did not get. The Jogate committee had its own way. Sittings were done in public and people saw what happened.
Yes.
And even though the report has delayed, is there anything to doubt that they will not do what is professionally expected of them?
I believe there were other aspects of the hearing that were in camera, isn't it?
Yes.
So those ones, the public, you and I, might not be privy to what things that might have taken place. Secondly, these delays that we are witnessing, we are hearing that there are some fresh evidence that some members said they wanted to tender. I have not heard the name of those particular witnesses who appeared before the committee. So I don't think that the public is privy to everything that the committee has done during the period that Right Honourable Speaker, Parliament has given to that to the committee. So it might be very difficult, given all the issues that have surrounded the workings of the committee. I'm not too sure that we know as much as the committee does.